Her virginity was very important to her. That's what she told everyone at school. It was a full cup, and she would not spill a drop. She showed off the silver heart diamond promise ring on her left hand. "Because I'm saving myself," she said. She heard later that Anna Perkins had told Alicia Cruz that promise rings were the dumbest thing ever, just vanity for the small-minded. "But I forgive her," she told Vanessa Myers, "because that's what Jesus would do." At night, she laid in her princess bed with the cascading white ruffles and held one of the heart-shaped sateen pillows to her breast and thought of the wickedness of Pontius Pilate. She would have liked to have shown him the power of Christ and the beauty of his love. She would have liked to kiss away all his evilness in a torrent of irresistible purity. She imagined how her untarnished goodness would, against all his dark-hearted will, bathe him in the light of heaven. Even angels must be moved by such selflessness. At lunchtime, or after football games, or when she should have been in the library for study hall, she passed along the good word to boys at her school. They listened impatiently and moved their hands over her thighs. They promised to come with her to church, and she let them reach inside her shirt. She found that her mouth was an instrument of Jesus, and she put it to good use. And if Anna Perkins, that unbeliever, couldn't understand, then she would just have to pity her. "After all," she told Vanessa Myers, "I can't be expected to save every lost soul, can I?"